And now I'm joined in the studio by Jack Robbins from The Idea of Light. Jack, thanks so much for coming in.
Not a problem.
So I first wanted to ask you about your own background as a musician. I mean, you've brought in a guitar, and I understand we'll hear a song later on. What's your background as a musician?
Well, I started playing when I was about sort of 13 years old, I think. Brought up in McGill, and I think I saw it on television in black and white in those days, and thought, oh, that looks glamorous. I think I'll do that.
Yes.
Sooner or later you get past the glamour into the actual music, and of course once that gets in you, you're dead for life. Basically, that's it.
Yeah,
you're gone.
That's it. It's a life sentence, isn't it?
All hope of a productive career is out the window.
That's right. And so you're a guitarist, but you also sing a songwriter as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been writing songs for a long time.
Yeah. Are there particular themes that you're drawn to when you're writing songs?
There were. It's a bit hard to... It sort of developed a lot, I guess, when in adolescence, of course, it was always, why don't you love me songs, which were dreadful. And then, of course, in early, late adolescence and early 20s, it was mostly, God, the world is awful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sort of material. And then it sort of gets mixed up after that and becomes, I suppose, more nuanced and a little bit more stylized in some ways as well, and more eclectic.
Yeah. And how would you describe your music, your stylings?
Well, as far as the idea of light goes, because I do some acoustic stuff as well, which is quite different.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the idea of light goes, some of it's from it's probably more it's like sort of 80s, 90s indie pop, especially on the British side of things. I spent 11 years in London in the 80s and early 90s, and was very influenced by bands like The Smiths and The Cure and people like that. And before that had been sort of post-punk, new wave sort of stuff, which is where that was the sort of territory I spent most of my band time in in those days.
It's
very much to do with that, but my tastes are very wide and very eclectic, and I try and bring that in a lot to what we do with the band at the moment. The band's got I think I'll claim that we're the only band in the world with two 12-string guitars going at once. But I'm probably wrong about that. Who knows?
Yeah, there's 24 hours in a day. You need 24 strings on on stage.
That's it.
24/7 entertainment. Mm. So, how did the idea of light come into being? Can you tell us about
I've known all the guys but one for a very, very, very long time, since the early 80s, really. And the drummer is Craig Rodder, otherwise known as Max, and he's played in lots and lots of bands. But the most notable one is the Screaming Believers. And Jerry Barrett is the guitar player, who also plays in The Tonight Show at the moment, but he's also played in bands like Dillwood Explosion, The Dust Collection, people like that. And Mick Ridge is the only guy I didn't know before the band started, but again, he's played in, I think when he was a teenager, he played in the Chris Finnan band and things like that. So he's been around for a long time, and he plays also with Coral Chandler and a few other people.
Mm.
So they're all very, very experienced musicians. So and good friends. So it's quite a nice sort of comfortable experience.
Yeah, it sounds like a happy marriage of ideas.
Yeah.
And so how do you collaborate then in terms of creating your music? Is there set roles within the band as to who does what? Or
Basically, I'm the dictator.
Yeah, good.
Well, the thing is that I put the at this sort of advanced stage of life, you get to sort of realise how many songs you've got that people actually haven't heard, and so my task is to sort of get people, as many people as possible, to hear the song. So that's what I put the band together for, and sort of everybody understands that. So, like Jerry, for instance, writes himself, but his stuff is all exposed through The Tonight Show. So that's like his band sort of thing. So he's sort of helping me out with this one. So it's really all about sort of it's all about me.
It's all about me.
It's all about me.
No,
yeah, me.
It's your vehicle, your outlet. That's
me,
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fantastic. Well, as I said before, you do have your guitar here with you, and as I understand it, you're willing to share some of that magic with us this morning.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
Well, this is a very new song. We actually haven't. We may not even do this. At the next gig, because it's taking a little while to get together, but I can do it solo. So this is called Books on Jazz, and it's sort of it's not autobiographical, but it is biographical. I'll just have a drink of water because I have an early morning throat. I did a three set gig last night, and
wow.
A little bit.
No worries at all. So this is Jack Robbins from The Idea of Light. Here, take it away.
I telephone, said let's get stoned. Talk about how things could be. We could sit on our own, spinning tunes and drinking wine, smoking till the whole world shines. We'll talk of love and laugh. So nothing's funny anymore. Maybe we are the joke. No one tells us one quite like you. I wish that I knew what to do. But can I get that monkey off your back? Can I get you out of bed before 4 p.m.? Can I fill some of those empty hours? Can I get you blowing horn again? Used to read books on jazz, just like when we used to dream. Your old man's shed, it still stands. How magical it all still seems. Till I remember how he let you scream. When I asked him, now you only go outside for your medicine. And it cuts me up to think of how things might have been. Your family home, you're still here. It's falling down around your ears. And now I'm just drunk enough to see the traces everywhere and tell myself that I don't care. That I can't get that monkey off your back. I can't get you out of bed before 4 p.m. I can't fill all those empty hours. I can't get you blowing horn again. Why can't you get that monkey off your back? Why can't you get out of your bed before 4 p.m.? You could fill some of those empty hours if you'd only blow that horn again.
Great. Thank you very much. I can tell, you know, start at 13, that's some of those beautiful, beautiful guitar there. It's
nice. Thank you.
Thank you. And so you mentioned earlier that you got a gig coming up with Scala.
Yeah.
Is that next week at the Weedy?
It's the week after. It's the 29th. So it's Thursday fortnight. Thursday week, sorry. Thursday week. 29th at Scala.
Yeah. Great, yep. And that's at the Weedy. And yep. So you mentioned you had a three set gig last night. Is live performing, is that one of your passions as part of the band?
We don't do it enough. It was a solo gig last night, I hadn't done a three set one for a very long time, so it was a bit of a challenge keeping the voice going. We haven't played a lot as a band, just a few things here and there. We'd like to do sort of a lot more. So we do have another One coming up in July 21st at the Edinburgh Castle,
mm-hmm.
which we're selling tickets for at the moment through Tribe Booking, and that's a double bill with the Tonight Show, so Jerry gets to do a double shift.
Yeah, great.
So we're hoping we can get a few people along to that one as well, so that should be good. So that will be more, some of the stuff is more on the sort of pop sort of jangly side, and some of the stuff is more on the sort of, raucous side. So we'll probably be doing a bit more of the raucous stuff at the Ed and a bit more of the jangly stuff at Scala.
Yeah. Fantastic. And so where can people go for more information about the Idea of Light and to keep up to speed with gigs and possible releases as well?
Yeah, they do have we do have a Facebook page, the Idea of Light, and I think it's the tag is at TIOL.
Mm-hmm.
So if people can look at that. And we do actually have a demo out at the moment, which we may release as an EP, which I was going to bring in, and I completely forgot because mornings aren't good with me.
Yeah.
or I'm not good with mornings anyway, one of the two.
No, that's fine. But, yeah. We'll be able to get that and get that on our system and get that playing.
Yeah,
that'd be
great. I'll bring it in. I'll make sure I do that.